Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our Thursday live programs. And it's time now for Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Before we get on with learning a new bhajan, here is the bhajan quiz for this Thursday. Please tell us five bhajans in which the word Atma Rama appears. Once again, send us five bhajans where the word Atma Rama appears. This week you have more time to send us your responses. You can email us by the end of Sunday, April 24th, 2016. Like before, you can send in your responses to quiz@radiosai.org. Once again, send us five bhajans where Atma Rama appears to quiz@radiosai.org by April 24th, 2016. We will announce the results same time next week. So that's about the bhajan quiz for this week, and over now to Brother Bishu for bhajan tutor.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most merciful, magnificent Lord. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we revel every moment in your mercy, so that we see your magnificence in every speck around us and in every cell of our being, so that we lead a life of gratitude and prayer. With this submission, let's begin this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning now goes like this.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram.
So that is the first line of the bhajan we will be learning now. We will now get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll listen to the bhava aspect of the bhajan from Brother Amey Deshpande, a former student of Bhagwan's University. So here are the lyrics to get started.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevana Ram Patita Pavana Rama Hare Jaya Raghava Sundara Ram Dinodharana Rama Hare Jaya Maruti Sevita Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Jaya Raghu Ram Janaki Jeevana Ram.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh, very slowly sing every line of this bhajan now with no musical accompaniments. Dear listeners, as you listen to them, please sing along.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F Pancham.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram.
Patita Pavana Ram Hare Jaya Raghava Sundara Ram.
पतित पावना राम हरे जय राघव सुंदर राम।
पतित पावना राम हरे जय राघव सुंदर राम।
पतित पावना राम हरे जय राघव सुंदर राम।
दीनोद्धरणा राम हरे जय मारुति सेवित 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 राम।
जय जय राम जय रघुराम जानकी जीवन 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 राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम जानकी जीवन राम।
ब्रदर रवि कुमार एंड अनिरुद्ध gave us a slow, beautiful demonstration of this beautiful Rama bhajan. Let's move on now and learn about the swaras of this bhajan. What is the raga behind this bhajan? Anirudh is here to share his thoughts on the technical structure of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your reflections on this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a beautiful Rama bhajan based on rag Sindhu Bhairavi. And as you know, Sindhu Bhairavi is a very, very popular raga among bhajans. And let me just tell the swaras which make this raga.
Sa re
komal re
ga
komal ga
ga ma ma pa da
komal da
ni
komal ni
sa ni da pa ma ga re sa sa re ga ma re sa da da ni sa ga re sa ga ma pa da pa da pa ma ga re.
This is the Shuddhri of it.
Re ga ma re sa ga ma pa da pa na
this is the shuddh dha
dha ni ni sa da pa pa da ni da pa da ma ma pa ga ga ma re 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 sa.
So there are many notes in this raga Sindhubhairavi, and each note, if you dwell upon each note, it's really really meditative, and you can go on singing standing on each note. And if you listen to the sitar recital of this raga by Pandit Nikhil Banerjee, it's absolutely amazing. The way he takes up each note and goes further. The first 1 hour, 1.5 hours is just establishing of this raga in a very, very slow tempo, and go very deep into the note. And then it's like it's you forget the audience, you forget the whole purpose of the concert, or you like all that matters is just go deep into the music, and the music will take you higher. So that kind of an experience and power this Sindhubhairavi has, raga. The notes are such. And you have many bhajans like
Premamai Saima Jnanamai Saima Hari Hari Govinda Narayana Jaya Panduranga Prabhu Vithala Manamohana Murali Dhari.
The list goes on and on. You have many bhajans in Sindhubhairavi.
In fact, Aniruddha, if I remember right, one of our 90th birthday offerings was this special audio.
Yeah, I do remember.
In Sindhubhairavi.
Sindhubhairavi, yeah. Actually, a couple of special audios were in the Sindhubhairavi. One was the song Apastamba Sutramu, which the lyrics were written by Swami himself. And the other one is Jotum Todo Piya. It's a very, very popular Meera composition. And I think let's listen to a glimpse of that composition.
Sure.
Krishna Krishna Kaun sang jodo Jo tum todo piya main nahi todo re To se preet tode Krishna Kaun sang jodo Krishna kaun sang jodo Jo tum todo piya main nahi todo re To se preet tode Krishna kaun sang jodo Krishna kaun sang jodo सरोवर मैं भई मछिया तुम भई गिरीवर मैं भई छारा तुम भई चंदा मैं भई चकोरा जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ू रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो
मुरली मनोहर मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर
तुम भये मोती प्रभु जी हम भये धारा तुम भये सोना हम भये सुहारा कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू
मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर 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 मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर
मीरा के प्रभु ब्रज के
Amazing. I mean, the lyrics of this composition itself so powerful because, you know, it's filled with that deep devotion of Saint Meera, and this raga does such a magnificent justice to the
exactly.
lyrics.
Exactly. And in fact, I remember when the recording was happening of this audio track, it was just one go, just one take.
Oh, wow.
And it is really Swami's grace that everybody were in that mood and that, what I can say, ecstasy. And Brother Ashwat sang it really, really good. And it's just, it's very tough to sing the entire track in just one go.
Yes, I know.
And that's what used to happen earlier days. That's like analog recording where
correct.
All the tracks were taken at once. And then if anybody makes a small mistake, we have to repeat the whole song. and it goes on.
Yes.
So it was a really nice experience having this track.
And once everyone is into it fully,
exactly,
then you know, even if there is any disharmony, everything melts into one beautiful symphony.
Correct.
Amazing. So let's move on. Let's do the swaras for every line.
Yeah, let's take the first line. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram Sa Sa Pa 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 Pada Pa Ma Ga Re Ga Da Da Ma Ga Sa Re Sa
Sa Sa Pa 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 Pada Pa Ma Ga Re Ga Da Da Ma Ga Sa Re Sa
Patita Pavana Ram Hare Jaya Raghava Sundara Ram Sa Sa Re Ga Ma 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 Ga Ma Pa Da Pa Ma Ga Re Ga Da Da Ma Ga Sa Re Sa
Sa Sa Re Ga Ma 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 Ga Ma Pa Da Pa Ma Ga Re Ga Da Da Ma Ga Sa Re Sa
Dino Dharana Ram Hare Jaya Maruti Sevitara Padada Nini Nidapa Padada Sadapa Ma Ma Pa 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 Pada Ni Sada Sanidapa
Padada Nini Nidapa Padada Sadapa Ma Ma Pa 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 Pada Ni Sada Sanidapa
Jaya Jaya Ram Jaya Raghuram Janaki Jeevan Ram Pada Sa Ni Sa Sa Pada Pa Ma Ga Re Ga Da Da Ma Ga Sa Re Sa
Pada Sa Ni Sa Sa Pada Pa Ma Ga Re Ga Da Da Ma Ga Sa Re Sa
Though the bhajan is just four lines, but I think each line is long and you have to do good breath management.
Exactly, especially the high lines where it really requires taking a breath before and then singing.
And I think when your breath is weak also, you don't stay properly on the notes.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's very important to take a breath and then...
Yeah, yes. So let's do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. And it's a medium-paced bhajan. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram
Patita Pavana Ram Hare Jaya Raghava Sundara Ram
Patita Pavana Ram Hare Jaya Raghava Sundara Ram
Beautiful. Even though the lines are long, but you know the way it flows, it really makes you sing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tune.
Yes. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So now we are done with the technicalities of the bhajan, the raga of the bhajan, the swaras of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan. It's time to dwell on the essence, the soul of the bhajan, which is the bhava. What is it that we want to convey to the Lord? What is it that we want to convey to us through this bhajan? And we will listen now to Brother Amit Deshpande share with us his insights on what this bhajan can do to us.
Sai Ram, Brother Amay, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Vishu. Nice to be here.
You know, whenever the name Rama is uttered, it always occurs to me that, you know, perhaps the amount of literature that we have, which Sai Rama has given to us about Rama, is perhaps not there about any other avatar. Bhagwan himself penned the Ramakatha Rasavahini, and we have summer courses, at least two summer courses dedicated completely to Ramayana. And, you know, invariably, if you take 10 discourses of Bhagwan, at least in 6 or 7 discourses, there will be some reference to some character in Ramayana. And so, it is, you know, whenever you sing any Rama bhajan, so many beautiful thoughts always sort of flood your mind. And this is another very beautiful bhajan, you know, very flowy bhajan, long lines, but it has a nice melody to it. So, how does it feel when you sing this bhajan?
So, absolutely, as you said, you know, one of the greatest heroes of Sai Rama has been Rama. And I think, you know, very justifiably so. I personally consider Lord Rama as my role model. Definitely Swami, yes, but Swami is so much larger than life. You know? And therefore, I felt, you know, he said, don't try to analyze me, because you'll never be able to do that. Try analyzing Rama. Because Rama is almost, he's called Maryada Purushottam.
Yes.
Right? He's the best among men. And so if you look at every single act that he has done, every single word that he has spoken in Ramayana, it's the best that a human being can get. You know, a human being really doesn't get better than that. You know, the son of a king, the son of a great, great, you know, Raghuvamsha, that is one of the great kingdoms and empires of the time. And overnight, you know, just changed into a pauper. You know, asked to roam around in the densest of jungles, loses his wife. I mean, it's a fantastic story. And through every moment and every situation, how Rama conducts himself, he is even considered to be the best of the enemies that one can have. Right? At one point of time, Ravana even refers to Rama as the best enemy that one can have. I mean,
yes. He's
just been the best everything that you can be, you know, the best husband, the best father, the best king, the best friend, and also the best enemy. So it really doesn't get bigger than this. Well, coming to this bhajan, the way, in fact, so this is in Sindhu Bhairavi, this bhajan, and Sindhu Bhairavi is considered to be the queen of all ragas. They call it the Sada Suhagan Rag Bhairav. You know, she is the one, this Bhairavi is the one which is always having Suhag, that is always Mangal.
Yes.
You know, she is, so if you look at most of the great bhajans sung anywhere, it will always be in Bhairavi. And if you actually sing Bhairavi, you will notice that bhakti comes very easily.
Many soft notes.
Yeah. The way the bhajan or the way the rag goes is, very easily your the bhakti kind of, that is, you know, the positive feelings towards God, not any other, you know, kind of feelings actually come. Look at any bhajan, whether it's Prema Mai Saima or Ganesha Sharanam Parama Pavanam or
Jai Panduranga
Prabhu Vithala. Any bhajan you'll find, you know, and that's why even the Pandari Bhajan group, that particular bhajan that Swami would sing was also in Bhairavi. And this is also that Karunati Panduranga. I'm forgetting that particular bhajan. But if you look at, you know, if for example, one of Swami's famous bhajans that he would sing was from the Sakubai, which is Jaya Panduranga Prabhu Vitala. That is also in Sindhu Bhairavi. And this is also, so, Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Jeevana Ram. So as I was contemplating, I was reminded of this, you know, beautiful episode in Sundarkanda, because Sundarkanda is one of the most beautiful, it's supposed to be like the gem of Ramayana. When Hanuman, and in fact the beauty of Sundarkanda is that Rama is not there at all. So Sundarkanda starts with when Hanuman leaves Rama to find Sita, and it ends with Hanuman about to meet Rama after coming back. That's the beauty. So, Sundarkanda is the only kanda in Ramayana where Rama is not there at all. It is only between his two most beautiful devotees. One is Hanuman, the other is Mother Sita.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and both of them. So, as I was thinking of this, who else enjoyed Rama's name as much as Hanuman? Probably nobody else.
Yes.
So the feeling that I got is from Sundarakanda. So just imagine, you know, you are along with Hanuman, you have entered into the Ashoka Vatika, and you are seeing mother, and you are seeing mother in such a pathetic state because she is not able to, she is not having her master, her husband next to her, her Lord Rama next to her. Okay, and now you are wondering, you know, how to introduce yourself. You are seeing the amount of pain that she is going through with all the other Rakshasis and demonesses. Okay, so you are wondering, and that's what was going on through even Hanuman's mind. And what does Hanuman start with? He starts singing the story of Rama.
Yes.
And therefore, I felt that this bhajan also pretty much conveys, no? Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Janaki Jeevana Ram. And, you know, mother is suddenly smiling. Who is this? Who is this in this wretched place, you know, which is so similar to, and I'll give you the other significance which came a little later. In this Lanka, who is the one who is saying, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram? Okay, and someone who is telling that Janaki Jeevana Ram.
Yes.
Okay, and then Hanuman is talking about what all Rama has done. Patita Pavana, Rama Hare Jaya, Raghava Sundara Ram. In this one line, no, Patita Pavana, Ahalyodharaka, or, yes, you know, Tataka or Maricha and Subahu, all of them were patita. And he simply by one bow, one arrow and one touch, he lifted and made them. So this pretty much conveys that. And who is he? He is from the great Raghava dynasty. He is the most beautiful of all the Raghavas. So this line, Patita Pavana, Rama Hare Jaya, Raghava Sundara Rama. Dino Dharana Rama Hare Jaya. And here he is giving his own introduction. Maruti Sevitara. So he's saying, mother, my name is Maruti and I want to introduce myself, you know, to you.
Yeah.
And so in this line he's introducing himself to mother.
So you see, first he mentions about Rama and then he goes on describing Rama.
Mentions Rama as Janaki Jeevana Rama.
He has introduced Rama as Janaki Jeevana. Then he introduced Rama himself as Dino Dharana, as Patita Pavana, as Raghava Sundara. And then he comes to introduce himself.
Yes, Maruti Sevita Ram. And then finally, last line is, Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Raghu Ram, Janaki Jeevana Ram. So, the moment this bhajan, I was just thinking, as I was contemplating, I think, nobody else could have enjoyed or has enjoyed Rama's name, and it's our, you know, the deepest desire that we enjoy Rama's name as much as Hanuman does. Yeah. Right? So much so that when Rama was taking the entire Ayodhya to Saket Dham, it is said that when, you know, Hanuman was supposed to be 1.1 in that group, right? Means Rama, if there was one person that Rama wanted, you join me in, you know, I would love to have you. He said, no, I will be on earth. I will stay back on this Bhuloka, and wherever your name is chanted, I will want to go there, because there can be nothing as sweet. Even mergence with you is not as sweet as listening to your divine name. You know, such was Hanuman.
And he was so wedded to that form also of the
Lord. Correct.
Well, I don't want anything else.
Yes. I don't want. And what did he not have? Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidhi Ke Data.
Yeah.
Right. He was, means there's nothing. He's the greatest of jnanis, the greatest of singers.
Yeah.
Okay, it means Gita Maruti, Sangeeta Maruti, we say. In fact, I'm just reminded, in Bhajan Hall, right next to Swami's chair,
yes,
Hanuman is, yes, installed, right? And yes, he's in that beautiful, very different,
yeah,
Gada is there, but it is lying down.
Down, yeah.
And in his hand, he's having these chiplis,
yes,
you know. And
like a Tukaram pose.
Tukaram pose, yes. And it seems when Swami was installing that, Brother Balaram Chandran was, yes, telling us that when Swami was installing that, Swami said that, you know why I'm putting him next to this thing? In case you go, any of you go out of Shruti, no? You lift his gada and hit you from here.
Yes.
I'm sure you must have been there.
Mm. I remember Brother Balaram Chandran sharing this. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So, you know, that is Hanuman.
Mm.
Okay. And so that's why this instantly kind of, I felt, wow, this is a beautiful. And now let's come to the slightly deeper significance. Sita stands for the Jivatma. and Rama stands for the Paramatma. And so when we are saying the Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Janaki Jivana Ram, that in this Jivatma Rupi Deha which we are having, it is only when we chant the name of the Ram, of the Lord's name, Rama's name, that we will get mergence with Him. Because basically we are, the very fact that we have come down on earth and we have taken this, that means we are Patita.
Yes.
Right? And so He is, in fact, His name is what is going to lift us. We are only the Dina and He is only going to do Uddhar for us. Okay, and but how do we do or how do we get ourselves elevated to that level? By being like Hanuman, Maruti yes. Sevidaram. So when I was thinking of how Sita was in Lanka, that is the kind of feeling I feel we should get in this world.
Yes.
I don't belong to this world. Like, I want to be only with my Rama. I don't want to be in this world. Something, you know, do something and take me out from this samsara. You know, the samsara ghora, which it is called. Take me out of this. And then someone like, you know, the Lord sends one of His messengers to pull us out of this. And that is why we are those dinas and we are those patitas. And He has come here to lift us out. So that was the one other meaning I got of when I was just thinking of Mother Sita and Ashokvana. Ashokvana was supposed to be a beautiful garden, one of the most palatial gardens and one of the most stylish and posh gardens that Ravana had. Pretty much like the way the world is, isn't it?
Yes.
It's posh and it's beautiful and everybody else seems to enjoy it.
Mm.
But Sita never enjoyed
Sita,
it.
If you are a true devotee of the Lord,
yes.
Your mind will be only on the transcendental.
Correct. However beautiful the surroundings are,
yes.
It will just not mesmerize you. It will just not attract you.
Yes.
You may be in the most beautiful of the places.
Yes.
Lanka was considered the Suvarna Bhumi.
Yes.
It was a golden land. It was built by Vishwakarma. There was nothing compared to the land of, so much so that even looking at that, you know, this story of Lakshmana getting
yes.
Enamored by it. Yes. Like, my God, such a beautiful city.
Mm.
And that time, of course, Rama says, Janani Janma Bhumishcha. Yes. Right? So, even in such a, so Lanka pretty much stands for this world, you know, with all its captivating attractiveness. It's tinsel and it's, you know,
yes.
It's beautiful attractions. And yet, can we be like Sita? In that land, she did not look at anything else. And those entire 9 months that she was in Lanka, she had only one thought, 24/7. And that was meeting her Rama. Right? So, this is also, and imagine her Namasmarana.
Exactly.
Right? So, she also would have been doing Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. So, in fact, this bhajan is also about Janaki. Janaki Jivana Ram. Because that is the only life worth leading.
Yes. I think it's very beautiful. As you mentioned, it's about this two great devotees of the Lord. Mother Sita and Hanuman. And both of them are epitomes of Namasmarana.
Absolutely.
As someone said, the most beautiful thing of being born in a country like India, this Bharata Bhumi, as Swami says, Punya Bhumi. Swami said in one occasion apparently that anyone born in this land automatically has the grace that he will get in touch with Namasmarana. In some ways, Namasmarana will come to him. Because, you know, this soil is so steeped with spiritual vibrations.
Correct.
And to think of it, you know, how fortunate all of us are. And, you know, whenever you feel connected to India, whenever you feel connected to Parthi, automatically, you know, you begin to chant.
Chant, yes. Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, you know, automatically it comes. And for us all devotees, Sai Ram has become the mantra for everything.
Correct.
And this is, and in the current time, this is the only thing that is needed, as Swami said. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than Namasmarana.
Yes.
And this bhajan is just a essay of what Namasmarana can do.
Correct. So, I mean, just to kind of sum up what I was thinking is, you know, let us go along with Hanuman
yes.
on this entire journey, because, in fact, we can further expand. There's no end to, you know, because yeah. Ramayana is such a codified, I mean, there is every episode has got a very, very, very deep significance.
Yes.
You know, the way Hanuman, first of all, couldn't jump across the 100 yojanas. Somebody had to remind him of his powers.
Yes.
Very similar to what we are.
Yes.
We are Amritasya Putras, but we have forgotten that. Somebody has to come and remind us. Then when we jump across, we come across three obstacles.
Yes.
One is the Mainaka Parvat, second one is the one, you know, the two demonesses.
Yes.
One demoness in whose mouth he goes and comes out. Each of them have a deeper significance.
Yes.
Then finally you come to the gates of Lanka where you meet Lankini.
Yes.
She has one deeper significance.
Yes.
Then only you reach Janaki.
Yes.
So, you know, this is a journey that each one of us have to do.
Yes.
In order to meet the mother, you have to go through these obstacles. When you reach her, then it is only Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. So, you know, so while we are preparing for the bhajan, I feel, let us also travel with Hanuman. Allow Hanuman, are bhaiya, humko bhi leke jao aapke saath.
Yes.
Let us also.
And once you're engaged in Namasmarana, you know, you will automatically also get that satsang, you know. Automatically, Hanuman was sort of drawn to Mother Sita.
Correct.
You know, because they both are chanting the name.
Yes.
So you don't have to ever be afraid, even if you're in a situation as pathetic as Mother Sita was. If you're chanting the name, help will come from anywhere at any time.
Correct.
In amazing ways, in ways that you can never ever would have imagined.
Imagine.
I think that faith is something.
And you become like a shining light, like a flame, you know.
Flame.
Mother Sita, what was she? She was a small little, you know, but not a single asura could dare touch her.
Yes.
Such was the power of her character and her, you know, her constant focus on Lord.
Yes.
That, you know, when it is said that when Ravana came there and he removed his Chandrahas khadak to hit, she simply picked up a blade of grass.
Yes.
And she said that if you touch this, you will be burnt to ashes.
Yes.
Such was her power.
Power.
You know, and therefore it is also, Ramayana is also known as Sitayana.
Yes.
It is as much Sitayana as much as it is Ramayana. So it's a beautiful, beautiful devotee and can only just prostrate at her, you know, lotus feet and pray that we also become like her and think of, you know, Rama the way she has thought.
Yes. Amazing. I think every time we sing this bhajan and we chant Ram, 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 we should just pray to Bhagwan that, you know, this becomes our unconscious chant all the time.
Yes.
And I think like our every breath, it should become a sadhana. And then, you know, one day we can have that purity and that surrender and that pinnacle of devotion that these great devotees of Lord have attained. Thank you very much, Amai.
Sairam.
Sairam. That was Brother Amai Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group and a former student of Bhagwan's University. Let's now move on to the last segment of this program. We will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanti Nilayam.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Janaki Jeevan Ram
Shri Ram Jai Ram
Jai Ram Janaki Jeevan पावन राम हरे जय राघव सुंदर
राम
पतित पावन राम हरे जय राघव सुंदर राम
Oh,
us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this program at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan.
With that, it's time now to move on to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Before I go, let me remind you of the bhajan quiz of this week. You have to send us 5 bhajans where the word Atma Rama appears. Please send us your answers by April 24th. We will begin the next week's bhajan classroom session by first announcing the results of this quiz. You can send your responses to quiz@radiosai.org. Thank you very much, and over now to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam team.